Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Sedgy today on this, the first weekend of the new month of October. And we have a good show for you this week. My first guest is a gentleman who was kind of responsible for me being in this business. One of the finest television hosts that you could ever find, Bob Barker, will be here. He is 98 years old. And then Marion Ross, super actress and, of course, on Happy Days. She's 93 years old, and she'll be joining us. Next hour, great singer, Dina Martin, good genes in her family. Her father is Dean Martin. She has a ton of hits. We'll be chatting with her. Academy Award-winning nominee, Elliot Gould, and Dirk Blocker, superb actor in his own right. Of course, the son of the great Dan Blocker. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Sedgy today. I'll be right back with Bob Barker.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it. The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Being in the business for as long as I have, people are asking me all the time, who is my favorite guest on the radio show? Well, that is a very difficult thing to come up with because I've interviewed over 19,000 people. So that's a very difficult situation to be put into. But I will tell you this, one of my favorites is a gentleman who hosts the show for 35 years of the music you hear behind me. And that is The Price is Right. And, of course, we are talking about the legendary broadcaster and one of the coolest guys in the business. And I'm proud to call a friend. He is the best. He is the ultimate pro. Joining us right now is our friend Bob Barker. Hi, Bob. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing much better now that I've heard that introduction. Thank you so much, Ron. It's great to be back with you.
Well, you know, Bob, I know that we have some very interesting and important things to talk about, but I would be remiss if I didn't tell you that you are partially responsible for me being in this gig. And let me tell you the reason why. Back in 1957, a young boy walked into the El Capitan Theater at 9 o'clock in the morning to watch a fellow do a show called Truth or Consequences. And when I saw that show, I turned to my mom and dad and said, that's what I want to do. And I remember the great story about the donuts and Bob Barker, then Barker and the donuts. Do I not know this story?
Yeah, we did indeed. We did that show from El Capitan Theater at 9 o'clock in the morning, or whatever it was. It was a very, very inconvenient hour out here, but it was live to New York.
Right.
And on the marquee, as you know, I guess, when I first started, they had free donuts at Bob Barker. And when they decided I was going to cut the mustard, and they actually gave me a 3-year contract, I insisted that they change it to Bob Barker and free donuts.
I love that story. That's such a great story. And I also remember the time that you told me, of course, very good in the karate area, and you grew up with the Chuck Norris family, right?
That Chuck himself.
Yeah.
It was before he got, before he became an actor.
Actor.
And, he used to come to my home and give me karate lessons, and we worked together for 8 years. Oh, yes. Chuck is a dear friend and a man I try to get along with.
Well, I don't blame you, but I remember you saying that your mom said, quit playing around with those Norris boys. You're getting into trouble fighting all the time.
Well, Chuck was here, and he kicked me in the side and apparently cracked a rib. And then he couldn't come over one time, and his brother came, and he kicked me in the side and cracked a rib on the other side. And I was talking with my mother, and I said, you know, I have a cracked rib on both sides. And I said, I'm really miserable. And I told her how I got them, and she said, you've got to quit playing with those Morris boys. Norris boys.
I remember the stories you told me. They're fantastic. And, of course, setting the record, I mentioned to you before I went on the air that Ed McMahon used to be my partner, and he always said to me, he said, you know, we had this thing pretty much captured until Bob Barker broke the record of going longer than The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. But I tell you something, I would be here for months, ladies and gentlemen, if I read down all the philanthropical things and donations that our guest has done over a remarkable career starting in radio.
That's right. I got my first job on KTTS in Springfield, Missouri.
Wow. Love Springfield, Missouri. And your wife helped you produce it, didn't she?
Well, she didn't produce that show. She was, I got my first, I was a naval aviator. And when I got out of the Navy, I came back to Springfield, where I had been going to college at Drury University.
Sure.
And I had 2 years to go, and I wanted to finish. And she and I were married when I got my wings. And she taught high school at the local high school, and I was going to get a part-time job. And I had I'd never even been in a radio station. And I had never been in a school play. I had never been before an audience of any kind. I hadn't even occurred to me to try to get a job in a radio station until I heard about the manager of this station, G. Pearson Ward was his name, who was crazy about airplay. And I thought, well, now, if that guy's crazy about airplanes, he might like to have a former fighter pilot work for him.
Wow.
So I put on my naval officer's uniform and my wings of gold, and I went in, and Mr. Ward and I talked for about 45 minutes about airplanes. And I had my first job. That's how I got started.
Well, I got to thank Mr. Ward looking down from above, because I really mean that, Bob. You have such a big influence. You are the, and still are, the classiest guy in this business. And when I watched you at 7 years old, I thought to myself, boy, if I could be like Bob Barker, I'd have this thing really, really wrapped up in life. And so thank you.
Well, aren't you nice?
Well, I mean it.
I appreciate it.
And your picture, along with so many of the icons in this business, graces my walls. So thank you, my friend. I appreciate that for always being so nice.
Well, I'm proud to be a part of it.
Well, and I'm proud that you are. The Animal Defenders International, we had on Jan Creamer, who was the president of the Animal Defenders International. I don't think there's any secret to the fact that Bob Barker is so concerned about animals of all kinds, and I've talked to him about this in the past. I got my little Presley underneath the desk right now with me, my little dog I take to work every day. But tell us about ADI, this great award that you were bestowed a couple of weeks ago, because this is a video, DVD, that's narrated by you, talking about No Fun for Elephants. Again, another campaign that you are doing for those animals that are mistreated in county fairs and parades and circuses.
Absolutely. And let me just say that the organization Animal Defenders International, is, I think, one of the most productive organizations in the entire world. They started in England, and then they have gone international, and they are just absolutely excellent. They do so much and spend their money so wisely that I just can't exaggerate my admiration for them, and the fact that I'm working with them is a pleasure. Now, right now are trying here in Los Angeles to convince the city council to stop allowing circuses to appear in Los Angeles if they have elephants in the circuses.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason being that elephants suffer so terribly in circuses. These poor elephants have probably been separated from their mothers virtually at birth, just taken when they're very young. And in the wild, elephants stay with their mothers for 8 to 10 years.
Do they really?
Oh, absolutely. So it's a traumatic experience for the mother and the baby to have them torn apart.
Wow.
And not only are the babies torn apart, but almost immediately they begin a series of beatings. They have to break the elephant's spirit, make the elephant believe and know that it is not in charge of its life for one moment of one day. It's always under their control. And it's all through beatings and fright and pain and horror, and it's just tragic.
Well, you know, Bob, I hear it in your voice. I know that you're very passionate about this, and I congratulate you for all the work that you have done. And I know just recently in the news this past week, fact that the Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey, are cutting back, sometimes even eliminating elephants from their performance schedule. So that is good news, which means that your work is starting to pay off. Bob Barker is our guest, and we're going to have more discussion with this with Bob on the show today.
Trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of market and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete.
And in an instant, your world flips. And your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude.
Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We are back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Sedgie today. My guest has been so gracious, as he always is, to stay with us for another segment. Bob Barker is our guest. We're talking about animal cruelty, as Bob so often speaks of, and supports the fact that he likes to take all of these poor animals away from an environment that yields to animal cruelty. We're talking about elephants in particular and how they're treated in circuses and parades. And boy, it's really unbelievable what they do with these elephants, prodding them with all kinds of things that really make them act, and they make it look as if the elephants want to do this. The means of doing this sometimes are very bizarre. I mean, they use hot pokers. I mean, they
use elephant hooks,
yeah,
which are just like pokers with a hook on the end as well as the point, and the hook comes off there, and use clubs, they use baseball bats, they use 2x4s, they beat them with anything handy, mm-hmm, and they shock them with shock sticks, and they deprive them of food. They just mistreat them terribly. And it goes on for these circus elephants their entire lives.
Oh,
as I've said, as babies, they're beaten and taught to do some ridiculous trick.
Mm-hmm.
Now, from that day forward, then when they're able, they begin appearing in the circus, and they know they're going to be beaten. Anything they do wrong, including making a mistake with their routine, and they're beaten after the circus. They get them back, and they beat them then if they don't do a good job. They mistreat them their entire lives. They are standing practically in chains, about 70% of the time. They're standing practically their entire lives. They travel under conditions that are not at all healthy for them and certainly not comfortable for them. They never know a good day. You and I, we have bad days.
Yeah.
But we have good days. A circus elephant never knows a good day. And eventually he dies, of course, and that is probably the best day of his life.
Now,
that's his only escape.
Bob, I'm assuming then that an elephant, and I never knew this before, really is a pretty smart animal because they're being trained to recognize danger and avoid it at any cost.
Oh, they're not just pretty intelligent. They're among the most intelligent. And in the wild, families stay together for generations, or compatible elephants form herds that stay together for generations. They experience happiness. They experience sadness. They weep. They are concerned when an elephant is in the herd is ill. They protect it. When one dies, they suffer great sorrow.
Wow.
Did you happen to read this story about this fellow who had, I've forgotten his name, unfortunately, he had done a great deal to help the elephants in a certain section of part of Africa. And he died. And the elephants came from as much as 30 miles away.
No kidding.
How they knew he had died, how they knew anything about it, here they came in single file.
Oh.
And they came and stayed in that area around which he had been ill and died. And they stayed there for, I think it was 3 weeks, and then they went walking back in single file.
You gave me the chills when you said that. That's unbelievable. I never knew
it
that.
I was just shocked.
Yeah.
Read it.
Now, Bob, how long normally is the lifespan of an elephant?
Well, in the wild, they can live as long as 50, even 60 or more years.
But under these conditions that we're talking about...
Oh, in captivity, they don't live. If they live 30 years, they're pretty old elephants, or certainly 40.
Now, Bob, the thing that gets me about this is that these are people that seem to be compassionate about entertainment. They turn around and they have no feeling for this animal whatsoever. But the animal really is it's not a very aggressive animal. I mean, it's a pretty calm-down animal. I mean, because of the size, you think it's going to be, you know, a tough thing to handle and a tough animal to be around. But it's not, is it?
Well, it's pretty tough, absolutely. But as I said, the first thing they do is break the elephant's spirit.
Yeah.
But eventually, some of them go berserk, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
And have you ever noticed when you read the story, the first person they kill is their trainer?
Yeah, you're right.
They may
yeah.
go into the audience, yeah. but they get the trainer first.
Wow. Now, what about other animals, like monkeys or lions or something else that are in captivity under the headline, and I hate to use this, of entertainment?
They suffer terribly, too.
Oh,
They all suffer. The chimpanzees and the elephants... maybe more than others, because they are so intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
But they all suffer. The lions and the tigers, they suffer. Any elephant in entertainment suffers, form of entertainment. Circuses are among the worst forms of entertainment so far as animals are concerned, but movies are right very close. And in movies... it's still horses probably that suffer the most.
Yeah, you know, I watch the old cowboys. I'm a fan of the old cowboy movies, Gunsmoke, Have Gun Will Travel.
Right.
They really beat up those poor horses. It's so sad. Oh, gosh. Before any regulations came in, I mean, they were brutal on those poor, poor creatures.
They are still brutal.
Now, Bob, how do you break through a barrier of entertainment that's been around for so many years and try to educate, as I know you have done with a million man hours and millions of dollars, okay? How do you educate the general public that going to the circus might be a thing of the past, watching a movie with that kind of cruelty might be a thing of the past, when people love those kind of forms of entertainment? I mean, that's a tough hill to climb, and I know you're climbing it one rock at a time.
That's exactly what we are all doing in the animal rights movement. And you put your finger right on it, Ron. It's making people aware.
Mm-hmm.
Americans love animals. 70% of the homes in the United States have at least one pet.
Yeah.
They love animals, but they're not aware. And when we can make people aware, then they begin to correct these things. And it takes time, and it is taking time, but we're certainly headed in the right direction.
You know, Bob, just listening to you inspires people. It really does. Bob's going to stay with us for another segment. This is a real treat for us today because here's a man that's busy, busy, busy. Even though he's been retired from The Price is Right for a few years, he's staying so active with animal activist projects that he absolutely believes in, and we all should, because he's doing a great job for all kinds of animals around the world. But he needs your support, and that's what we're doing on the show today, is trying to drum up that support so his efforts are not in vain.
Hi, This is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. President Vladimir Putin's mobilization of Russian men to fight in Ukraine has brought home the reality of war to ordinary Russian families. Through angry protests, acts of violence, and an exodus of more than 200,000 citizens, Russians are rebelling against the prospect of further escalation of the war and the steep price they will probably pay. Former President Jimmy Carter celebrated his 98th birthday Saturday by seeing family members and taking calls in his modest living room in Plains, Georgia, the small town where he began his improbable campaign for the nation's highest office nearly half a century ago. With public confidence diminished and justice sparring openly over the institution's legitimacy, the Supreme Court on Monday will begin a new term that could push American law to the right on issues of race, voting, and the environment. It's not going to be a sleepy term, said Allison Orr Larson, a William & Mary law professor. This is USA Radio News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
More delighted that our guest is staying yet for another segment of our show. It is Bob Barker, one of the smoothest and one of the most professional TV host out there, and of course, after his retirement of 35 years on The Price is Right, he has been now continuing his activity with animal cruelty with the standpoint of how to prevent it, and he is working on more and more projects each and every day. And what about movies, Bob? We talked earlier about the cowboy movies and how they still, after all these years, aren't regulated the way they should be about cruelty with horses and different animals on TV. And the movies, too, I understand.
Don't go to movies if they have animals in. It's animal lovers. They want to see these movies sometimes. And they want to see the elephants or the any animal, and they go to the movie, and by, when they buy that ticket, they're supporting animal cruelty.
Sure.
If you go to a circus, you're supporting animal cruelty.
Yeah.
Rodeos, among the worst.
Oh, I hate those.
Oh, yes. And SeaWorld and these marine lands, yeah, and these places where they have whales or dolphins, they're terrible. This exploitation of animals, people must make themselves aware of it, and we must help those people to make themselves aware of it, and then we can get it under control, stop it.
Well, the DVD that you narrate is No Fun for Elephants. How, Bob, do people get this?
Well, I frankly don't know how they get it.
Well, maybe I can help you here, because I think I have a website.
Right.
I think we do have. Oh, I do have a website. Jan gave it to me.
Right.
It's Have Trunk Will Travel.
Very good.
.com. Have Trunk Will Travel. There we go. You know, you talk about all of these amusement
parks.
See,
products. I have to apologize. I'm computer illiterate.
Oh, me too.
Are you?
Somebody. Oh, yes.
I'm going to die that way. Oh, I'm no. not going to fool with them.
I don't think it's going to last, Bob.
What?
I think it'll be okay in the past. It's our
goal. I think it's
they tell me, you know, you need an app 147-3294, and you know, you put that on and you everything will be okay. I don't know what the hell they're talking about, I'll be honest. But I want to thank you for all the efforts that you have put. You know, you have put so much money into this. It's unbelievable. And I saw something here that just blew me away, and this was not from my computer by no means, but you donated $5 million to the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society to underwrite the cost.
Yes, I did. They bought a boat. They named it the Bob Barker.
The Bob Barker. I invested in a boat.
The lady with whom I work is Nancy Burnett, and I bought them a helicopter, and they named it the Nancy, and we are just delighted.
Oh.
And I might add that this last year, the Japanese whaling fleet didn't take a single whale. They gave up and went home.
Oh, wow.
And it's certainly worth $5 million to me.
Sure was.
To have that happen. But to hark back here to ADI again for a moment, I want folks who are hearing us to know that they work on behalf of the animals all over the world, and that they are so very, very effective. And now they've made this DVD that we're talking about. They did that in Texas and in California. They did undercover work, and they got just some damaging tape on Have Trunk Will Travel. That's in California.
Yeah.
And Trunks and Humps of Texas. And they're in the United States now, full blast, and they're going to really do a lot to make people aware with these undercover tapes. They're very effective.
What happens to a circus when it doesn't have circus animals? That it's almost like going to a concert for a singer and not have the singer.
Well, you would think so, but that is fortunately not true. There are circuses, the most famous of which is Cirque du Soleil.
Sure.
Circuses without animals that are thriving. And so they don't have to have animals.
I never thought of that. And you received this, is it the right pronunciation, the Lord Houghton?
The Lord Houghton Award.
Wow.
Yes, I was very pleased to receive that. It's an international award, and it's really one of the most cherished, I suppose, among all of us who work for animals.
Yeah, well, I got to tell you something, Bob. You are quite a man.
Well, thank you.
No, really, I mean that, you know. And anybody that gets a television show by being heard on radio, like Ralph Edwards heard you, has to be doing something right. Very seldom do you get a TV gig when they just listen to you and don't know what you look like. But they won out with you. You're the full package, Bob. You really are.
Well, thank you. I had a wonderful, wonderful television career. I really did. And, well, beginning with radio, I loved it. I feel blessed because I was fortunate enough to do something that I thoroughly enjoyed for my entire life. And now I'm enjoying giving away the money that I have earned, having a wonderful time. And I'm having a wonderful time doing that, supporting animals and the wounded veterans. I'm trying to help them, too.
Oh, yeah. I failed to mention, and I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, that I failed to mention that the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund is part of it. Also, to the Dorothy Jo Barker Professorship on Animal Rights.
And Dorothy Jo is my wife.
Dorothy Jo is your wife, of course. And so many things with the traumatic brain injury suffered by military personnel. You're the best.
What can I say? Thank you.
You're the best. You really are. And, Bob, I'm going to be out in that neck of the woods in a few months. I'm going to stop by and say hello to you.
All right. Do it.
Okay. Do you miss being in front of the camera?
No, I really don't. I'm completely content in retirement. One reason, because I'm busy, busy, busy. But another reason is I think that I did it at just the right time.
Yeah, boy.
Not too soon, not too late.
No, you got to know, timing is everything. When to
timing
get in
is everything.
And when to get out. Well, I was doing a thing the other day, and they said, what kind of microphone do you want to use, a hand mic or a lavalier? And I said, give me the long, skinny one like Bob Barker.
There you go.
He's my hero. Bob, thank you so much, and we'll stay on top of this anytime you want to talk about this most important cause. You know you have a venue here.
Well, Ron, I thank you so much for your very flattering remarks. I thank you for your work on behalf of animals as well, and I wish you the very best in everything you do.
Oh, thanks, Bob. Coming from you, that's an enormous compliment. I appreciate it, my friend.
Thank you, and thank you for coming to the El Capitan so early in the morning.
Oh, yes. In fact, I love it. Thanks, Bob. Our very special guest has been one of the best in this business, and not only when he's, of course, broadcasting, as he did for so many years, both on radio and television, but also the fact of all the things he does for fallen veterans, fallen heroes, and animal protection. One of the classiest guys I know, Bob Barker. Bob, thank you, my friend.
Thank you. Call anytime.
Okay, I will do that. Stay well, and we'll do anything we can for you. Anytime, any place.
Thank you, Ron.
I was almost afraid, Bob, that I wasn't going to be able to get a hold of you this time because the line was busy for a little bit, but we got through, so we'll do it again.
Off the hook so that we wouldn't be interrupted.
Oh.
And like an idiot, I took it off on the line that you were trying to call in on.
Oh, well, that's...
But I realized it, and I was just hanging it up when you called, and I apologize.
Well, I tell you, Bob, I know that when you're dealing with another broadcaster, if you are not on time, you don't have it. So I waited right to the last second, so I want you to know that I was on the money on that one, okay?
Well, I'm sure you were on the money. That's why I was concerned about it, and when I realized it, I felt like apologizing.
No need to do so. It's nice to hear your voice again.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, Bob. And one of the legendary icons in the entertainment business, TV and radio personality, too. That's how he started. Bob Barker. All those years on The Price is Right, before that, Truth or Consequences, he is the class act in the MC business. Always has been. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, even as a youngster, about 7 years old, going out to California and seeing him do at the El Capitan Theater, where now Jimmy Kimmel does his show, Truth or Consequences, and then later on with The Price is Right, really one of the best MCs ever on network television, and people got to go a long way to pass up him because he was the guy that set the pace. A little reminder to you, check out our website, which is ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com. When you get there, hit the icon that says On Demand, and you can hear our latest show, this one, On Demand 24/7. Also, if you go to the home page and you hit the little icon that says Facebook, next to the header at the top of the homepage, then you and I will become friends on Facebook. That's ronsegi.com. And there's more to come today.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child, and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us, was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And around the world, Ron Sedgie today, and our next guest has not been with us in several years. She is a grand lady. So many of us remember her on Happy Days, but she is a very talented actress in all kinds of venues. And I was reminding her of the fact that she was one of my very first guests when I started this show. Joining us right now is everybody's mom, Marion Ross. Hi, Marion. How are you?
Ron, so good to talk to you. Of course, I like anybody named Ron, you know that.
Well, yeah, you know, it's funny. I have a friend down the hall who has a production company, and his name is Howard. And we were looking at a venture together, and I said, let's just call it Ron Howard Productions. It's your name and my name. What are they going to know, right? When we first started this show, somebody said to me, you should have pictures of all the people that you've interviewed. Well, over the past 31 years that we've been doing the show, I've interviewed over 20,000 people.
Uh-huh.
So I would have to have a studio the size of a mall. You were one of the first people who sent me an autographed picture. It's hanging in our studio. And that goes back a few years. So I treasure that very much, Marion. I really do.
I feel very honored. Very honored.
I look down your list of credentials, and I would love to be able to say everything that you have been in, but
it's too much.
Well, we would be here, you know, we would be saying, at the end of the interview, we'd be saying, Happy New Year, everybody.
But, you know, I understand that this goes overseas to the...
Yes, we are heard in a lot of places.
Well, you know, during Happy Days, we went over to West, to Germany, and to the East German border. And we played softball with the 3rd Infantry.
Wow.
There. And then at the end of the show, we all got on a plane and went to Okinawa.
Really?
Played softball with the Marines over there.
The whole cast?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
because we had this ball team. And the other day, some wonderful big Marine came up to me and said, I want to shake your hand. He said, I played softball with you in Okinawa. I said, very likely.
Wow, that is very cool.
Yeah, something.
See, those are nice memories to have. And you must have a ton of memories. I mean, when I, as I mentioned before, look down everything that you have done, it's amazing, including the Glenn Miller story, which was so well done. And I love the fact that your farm is named Happy Days, and your adjacent area is Sophie Park, and your role for Brooklyn Bridge.
And that's from Brooklyn Bridge.
Yeah.
Show that not too many people saw. We only made 35 of those.
Well, you know, it's funny because everybody, of course, equates you with your 11-year portrayal of Mrs. Cunningham on Happy Days, and that show is still on today, so it has never gone away. But Arsenic and Olace, The Love Boat, your great performance on Night Court where you were a crazy woman, it's just amazing, the things. In fact, Life with Father, ladies and gentlemen, was one of the very first shows ever to be aired in color as a series, and you were in that.
I know. We did it live at CBS. If you were a stage actor, we could do all those live shows because we were used to performing as a stage actor.
You bring up a good point because a lot of people today in the business will not be able to ever perform on stage because they're so used to doing takes for sitcoms or dramas that are no longer than maybe 45 seconds to 2 minutes.
Yeah.
They can't go top to bottom. Well, let's talk about your latest, and I love this, 5-time Emmy and Golden Globe nominee, Marion Ross is going to be starring in Flower Girl on the Hallmark Channel. The Hallmark Channel, really, and I've said this so many times to so many people, have really sunk their teeth into great shows that are actually geared and I think could be in movie theaters.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, it's the only TV series that has these anthology stories for us. Otherwise, we can't get a good role somewhere. We just really can't. They're little fluffy things that we do. But Hallmark, that's why we all want to. They said, you want to do Hallmark? And I said, boy, do I ever. And, of course, this is love and romance and weddings and how do you find the right person, which everybody has a problem with this. But I thought when they first sent it to me, I said, Flower Girl? Oh, I bet I'm an old hippie.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew, because you know what? When I first saw the name, I thought to myself, well, here we go, back to the 60s now.
Yeah, here's a flower child, you know?
Yeah, right.
And I said, oh, this is great. Can I wear kind of long gray hair, you know, like ladies that shouldn't cut their hair years ago?
And bell bottoms and all that.
And I said, kind of use gypsy clothes. And they said, Marion, it's about this beautiful girl trying to find the right person to get married to. And of course, we run a flower shop for putting on weddings. So the show is filled with these beautiful, beautiful weddings that we're putting together.
There's a term that I never heard before, okay? And that term is red flag men. And those are guys that give subtle hints, but they aren't really looking to settle down, because that's part of the show. I mean, are these red flag men?
Yeah.
What is that?
Well, especially this generation, the men don't, they're very immature.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to make a commitment. And Now, of course, the girls don't want to. Our culture has changed. Amazing to keep up. And how can a young couple, what I like to read the New York Times, they have a whole thing about weddings in the style section. And believe me, they're all 38-year-olds.
Yeah.
Because they've done this, they've done that, they've had this. Now they would like to settle down.
Yeah, there was a time that, especially I think more with women than with men, but if, you know, you were like 22 years old and you were a woman and you weren't married, something was wrong. Remember that?
Oh, somebody would get you married, or you would marry just anybody.
Yeah, the guy down the street, or a fixed wedding, or something
like
that.
Or like in our Hallmark show, the grandmother is kind of on her tail all the time.
From the old school, yeah.
Get this guy. I want you to get married. And she's such a beautiful girl. You think, what? She has trouble getting married? No, but she must have very high standards.
Yes. A lot of times, I probably knew girls like this, the prettiest girl in school would stay home on Saturday nights because everybody was afraid to ask her out.
I think
you probably was that girl.
I wasn't. No, but I was very aloof. I was going to be an actress.
You were a star.
What man wants to be constantly with this beautiful woman getting all this attention? It's very not fun for a guy.
Whoa. I have to disagree with you, Marianne. I think that would be a blast.
Yeah, well, you must be very secure.
In November, I will be married, and you talked to my wife before I went on the air, 49 years.
Well, that's extraordinary.
That's extraordinary. I have two sons.
You wanted that, didn't you? I think people are now beginning to want that.
I know where my next meal's coming from. if that's any consolation. It's worked out fine. There's no problems with it, you know. I guess I am an oddity these days, especially in the entertainment business.
Yeah, that's
kind of crazy. You got to come back and visit with us.
Nice. Love talking to you and all your lovely friends out there.
Well, thank you very much. Will you come back?
Of course.
Okay. I will look forward to that, okay?
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye, Marianne.
Thank you, darling.
And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
LaRouche, has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Sedgy today on this first weekend of October. We have another hour to go. I want to thank my guest this first hour, Bob Barker, 98 years old, a superb, classy man, and probably one of the most popular television hosts ever in the industry of broadcasting. I also want to thank actress Marion Ross. Next hour, Dina Martin will be joining us on the show. Later on, Academy Award nominee and Golden Globe nominee, actor Elliot Gould, and we'll be chatting with actor Dirk Blocker. And if that name sounds familiar, it's because his dad is Dan Blocker. He's got a new children's book out right now, too. Talented and nice man. And that's all coming up next hour, live nationwide and around the world with Ron Sedgy today.